Thank you, Sam. Now back to news items, and it's a mixed bag for our last news slot. We have an indictment of some University of East Anglia students who held a large party contravening COVID restrictions. Then there is mention of the housing market, foodstuffs and a chef, and a few other choice items. Let's start with food.
More than 27,000 people tucked into the variety of delicious street foods on offer after walking through the gates of a successful pop-up venture, organisers have confirmed. Norwich's Junkyard Market was created earlier this year during the middle of August and ran from outside St Mary's Works off Duke Street, featuring vendors from Norfolk, East Anglia and across the UK. The free-to-enter eatery was put on by events organiser After Dark Promotions, along with the Shoe Factory Social Club, which offers free warehouse space to local creatives at St Mary's Works, and developers Our Place, which is behind the multi-million pound regeneration project planned for the venue. Speaking on the final day of the seven-week run, Michael Femiola, After Dark's Promotions Operations Manager, said it had been better than they could have hoped for. Junkyard Market also raised money for two local charities by adding a £1 discretionary charge onto the bill. The event raised £20,000 for the Norwich Soup Movement and more than £7,500 for St Martin's Homelessness Charity.
Norwich scientists are getting a £5.1 million tech upgrade to boost their world-class experiments to make food crops more resilient to diseases and climate change. The funding has been awarded to modernise the horticultural facilities at the John Innes Centre, part of the Norwich Research Park. It includes more than £3 million to construct new controlled environment rooms for plant and microbial experiments, giving scientists precise control of environmental factors, including light, temperature and humidity. The upgrade would also improve the containment measures required for experiments investigating infectious plant pathogens or for growing genetically modified plants. The John Innes Centre said this investment is the start of a long-term move away from using outdated glass houses, mostly designed and built several decades ago, and towards controlled environments which enable more consistent results for experiments seeking to solve urgent global food challenges.
A 16th century house in one of Norwich's oldest streets topped the list of the most expensive sold in the county in August. Number 36 Elm Hill, which first went on the market in August 2018 for £900,000, and then transferred to another agent in May 2019, sold in August 2020 for £650,000. The Grade 2 star-listed house had not been up for a sale before that for a quarter of a century. Situated in one of the biggest tourist attractions of Norwich, it's one of the remaining residential properties there. It has four bedrooms, is timber-framed with 18th-century additions, has a cellar and a spectacular lateral 31-foot double reception. Outside, it has a courtyard garden at the rear. August, typically a slow month for sales because of the summer holidays, saw buoyant activity following lockdown.
New apartments boasting panoramic river views are taking shape in Norwich, but attracting attention from Londoners. High-end house builder Hill is creating the first phase of apartments at St James's Quay in Barrack Street, where the most expensive three-bedroom penthouses will cost up to £724,950 and offer views of the river and city's landmarks. The vast site stood empty for a decade and was mainly used by Jarrell for car parking. And the homes have caught the eye of not only locals, but those relocating to Norwich because of coronavirus. Adam Baker, regional sales manager at Hill, said, "We are finding, as well as local people downsizing, people are moving from the capital. Pre-COVID, would someone have bought one of these apartments if they worked in London? They probably wouldn't have. But now they're not going into work every day, but mainly only once or twice a month, which they can do from Norwich. If you can walk straight to and from the railway station here, so you could actually still work in London or Cambridge and not need a car. Views from the top, where penthouses will have wraparound balconies facing south, you can spot most of Norwich's renowned buildings, including St Peter Mancroft, the Forum, nearby St James's Mill, and one of the tallest, Wesselgate Tower.
Three University of East Anglia students have each been fined £10,000 after throwing a party at a Norwich house attended by 100 people. Two women, both 20, and a third woman, 19, who all lived at the address in Beauthorpe Road, were given the fine by police, who said the party on Saturday night was a blatant breach of the health protection regulations. Neighbour Ina Betts, who's lived on Beauthorpe Road for more than 60 years with her husband Derek, said, "We didn't realise quite how many people were there, but it was the noise that woke us up." A UEA spokesman said, "We fully support the actions of the police. Students, like everyone else, have to adhere to the law, and where there's a breach of the rules, they should expect to face the same consequences as others in the community."
A fresh team is in charge of a park community hub and looking at new ways of running it after coronavirus forced it to close. After nearly 40 years, the founding members of Eaton Park Community Centre in Norwich have stepped down to make way for a younger team. The committee decided to pass on responsibility of the centre after the COVID-19 pandemic hit the UK this year and closed the building in April. To help the centre stay open for future generations and families, Norwich City Council staff have worked with volunteer group the Friends of Eaton Park so the building can continue. The new committee is developing COVID-safe systems for activities to be able to take place again. Stuart Beard, former chair of Friends of Eaton Park, said, "The centre is an important community resource and it is located in the park, so we have had to have a proper think about it. It's a great building that is built to last and has been well looked after. We wanted to see it carry on. I'd like to get Wi-Fi installed and use new technology more to streamline the running. I hope we can get more young people using it, and it would be great to have an open day for the community to come in and have a look round."
A talented Norwich chef has missed out on claiming the title of best in the country, but said it was amazing to make it to the top 10. Marcin Magic Pomiani, head chef at the Maidshead Hotel in Norwich, was a finalist in the National Chef of the Year competition 2020. The 35-year-old reached the semi-finals of the contest in both 2018 and 2019. Mr. Pomiani, who cooked a menu including locally sourced ingredients, said it was an honour to have made it so far. "It was amazing to be in the final top 10 in the UK," he said. "The competition is a big commitment. It begins in February and finishes in September, with a lot of thinking time, preparation and practicing. Combining it with being head chef at the Maidshead, along with two young children at home, is quite a juggling exercise. But I was very happy to be involved and will definitely think about entering again."
The fear of not having the right change for the meter could be a thing of the past in Norwich after council plans for cashless parking payments were revealed. While tickets for the city's multi-storey car parks accept card payments, the off-street and on-street car parks run by City Hall only accept coins. It costs the City Council £120,000 a year to pay a company to collect money from the machines. City Hall is keen to cut those costs. While cashless payments have long been available in South Norfolk, North Norfolk, Great Yarmouth and West Norfolk, the machines in Norwich installed in 2014 did not accept them. However, the City Council has revealed that it is looking to make contactless card payments possible.